The Suspect by John Lacroix. Back to Basics, this book is to Lisa Marie Sawyer. Truth is the cry of all, but the game of few. George Berkeley. 1. On a clear, still, and silent Sunday, at the end of the second week in September, a 50-year-old outdoor writer named Stuart Gorman sat on a flat-topped rock at the edge of a crystalline lake set in a bowl of granite near the California Desolation Wilderness area, a few miles southwest of Lake Tahoe. The lake's mirrored surface, unsullied by even the trace of a breeze, perfectly reflected the opposite shoreline, more granite, studded with pine and a purple sky above. Stuart could barely be seen to breathe. In the warm afternoon, he'd removed his T-shirt and placed it beside him. Now he wore only his hiking boots and a pair of brown shorts. Though he had a good head of medium-length dark brown hair, the gray in his two-day stubble and on his chest betrayed the bare fact of his age. Without the gray, the developed torso, perhaps dangerously tan, could have been that of a man half Stuart's years. His solid barrel chest spoke of hours spent outdoors in vigorous exercise. There was a hollow of tight skin under his ribcage, where most men his chronological age carried their fat. There was age, though, in the face. Lines scored the skin around the deeply set blue eyes and at the corners of his mouth. The stubble wasn't long enough to camouflage the strong jaw, nor the nearly surgical cleft in his chin. Neither did the lines mar the clear expanse of his forehead. The only obvious flaw in his face, although some might not call it...